another brand new edition of T Watches a Scary Movie. My name is T, and of course, we are talking scary movies. I appreciate you tuning in for another brand new episode. Remember, new reviews are guaranteed to go up every Wednesday night at 8:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, but I put up multiple reviews throughout the week, and the best way to stay on top of that is to get subscribed to my Linktree. And you can do that by going to linktr.ee/tscarymovie. If you get subscribed to my Linktree, they'll get you access to my YouTube page for the video versions of the show. If you are watching through YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button to your favorite podcasting platforms for the audio-only versions of the show, to my Letterboxd page, my reviews, and my movie rankings throughout the year, and to my TikTok page, where I'm posting up my horror news, my movie premieres, and me trying to be funny whenever I possibly can. Again, you want to get subscribed to all of my horror channels because that's where you're going to get the most content coming out. But again, I do release multiple reviews throughout the week, so you're going to need to hit that subscribe button to stay on top of everything that I'm dropping for you, including tonight's review after my interview with Heather Wixon recently and getting a chance to check out the new Radio Silence vampire hit, Abigail. I decided it's time to circle the wagons a little bit. Let's take it back to the 80s and look at one that Heather Wixon brought up that's one of her absolute favorites. Tonight, we are talking Vamp. And if you haven't seen it, it's time to just dive right on into that here in movie reviews. Vamp tells the story of two college students, Keith and AJ, who are looking for a way into their local fraternity as they are tired of their noisy, crowded dorm room and decide the best way to do that is to somehow hire a stripper to come to a college party, and that will guarantee their entry. Unfortunately for Keith and AJ, they find out that the strip club they've chosen is ran and inhabited by vampires. Now, if that sounds familiar, well, you're not crazy, because it kind of seems like a little bit of the story or the plot of From Dusk Till Dawn or Bordello of Blood, right? Seems very, very similar to the two of those. And honestly, you know, Heather Wixon pointed this out herself, but I don't think we would actually get From Dusk Till Dawn or Bordello of Blood if we didn't have Vamp, because we take this idea and we kind of expand on it. From Dusk Till Dawn, if you've never seen it, but a pair of brothers on the run from the law who end up in a bar south of the border that's ran by vampires. Or Bordello of Blood, about a news producer who hires a private detective to track down her missing younger brother who went missing at a bordello that's being ran by vampires. Of course, there are plenty of nuances between all three of these films, and just enough to separate them all to be different films, but the DNA is plastered throughout all three. You can watch Vamp, From Dusk Till Dawn, or Bordello of Blood back to back to back, and you would get a pretty cohesive story between all three of those, to be completely honest. And I think the biggest difference here is obviously Vamp is giving us all of that 80s goodness. You know, I've talked about it before, including with Heather Wixon, about how the 80s kind of give us a hodgepodge of everything horror that's out there that you might want to enjoy. So it didn't matter what the subgenre of horror was that you wanted to check out, if you go to the 80s, you have at least a few entries into every single one of those subgenres that you might want to check out. Vampire films were not the exception. And what's interesting is that as campy as a lot of the horror in the 80s were, even the campy vampire films turn out to be instant cult classics. You think about The Lost Boys, think about Fright Night, and you think about a film like Vamp. And none of those films are particularly serious in their own right. I'm living next door to a vampire. Oh, I moved to this quiet California town that's inhabited by vampires who ride motorbikes. Again, none of this is all that serious, but I think that is the joy of setting your horror film in the 80s, but also it was the 80s, so of course it's gonna be set in the 80s. And again, there's just so much that's enjoyable about that, because I feel that a lot of your 80s horror films didn't actually have to have as much seriousness to them. You could be campy, you could be cheesy, you could be over the top, and as long as you had some really, really good kills, you had a menacing bad guy, that's pretty much all that you needed in this. And when you think about those other two films, they had that. Chris Sarandon, or Keith or Sutherland. You know, when you think about those guys, that's exactly, they're camp, they cheat, they chew up the scenery, they're fantastic villains. And then you throw in Grace Jones, Katrina, ends up right next to those other two. This fits in perfectly with the 80s over the top cheese of vampire films and other horror that was going at the time. And what's kind of interesting about it as well too is that this was another film to where we didn't really have this strong female protagonist in it. And I know that we had Allison or Amaretto, played by Dede Pfeiffer, who played like our female lead in the film, but realistically, we were focused more on Grace Jones Katrina, who is our vampire queen in the film. And rightfully so, because she just commands that attention from you anytime that you're looking at her, especially when she doesn't say anything throughout the entire movie. That's just the presence that Grace Jones had back in the day. But it is kind of interesting, the fact that we take a lot of those classic tropes that we got in horror movies, especially in the 80s and the late 70s, about our finer girl, and we kind of flip that on its head, and instead it kind of focuses more around Keith, again, this college student that's trying to get into this frat, who's not really like even his buddy AJ, who's Robert Russler, who you might know from Nightmare on Elm Street Part 2, Freddy's Revenge, or Weird Science. Love that guy. He's always great in any 80s movie that he pops up in. But AJ is clearly set up as like the cool friend, the guy who knows what he's doing, knows how to talk to women, knows how to take care and stand up for his friends, which, interesting enough, gets shown like towards the beginning when they get into a fight with Billy Drago's Snow character and like his gang. And then later on in the film, when AJ gets turned into a vampire and is still looking out for Keith. And I really enjoyed that, honestly, because I like the idea that just because you turn into a vampire, you don't necessarily lose all these traits. Like, you got this insatiable appetite for blood, of course, but you're still you at the end of the day. And I like the fact that we get to see AJ that way. And Robert Russler still gets to really be Robert Russler. Like, there's those evil tinges in there, but he's still really what we liked so much about him in all of these 80s films. Now, going a step further, when it comes to the blood and the gore of Vamp, there is quite a bit of it, quite honestly. You know, I really enjoyed that, getting to see especially Grace Jones' character turn AJ into a vampire, because you see her attack on him. And vampire movies usually take this approach of being romanticized, and even when they're not really playing up like this romantic aspect, they show the whole idea of like biting and killing somebody and draining them of their blood to just be this really like erotic, sensual act. And it still is in Vamp, but then you also just see how brutal it truly is, because, you know, Katrina lures AJ into this false sense of security, and AJ's like, you know, I'm strong, I fought off this gang earlier on in the movie, I'm the cool friend, I should be fine. And then she quickly turns that on his head and bites out like a chunk of his neck to like get to that blood. And you know, I'm sure there's other films that do it, but I couldn't stop thinking about John Carpenter's Vampires, because they show like a scene later on in the film where Cheryl Lee's character is biting Daniel Baldwin's character and shows like her biting out his neck as well too. And I love that, because it's like, all right, well, how is she gonna get like the veins open and get the blood out? I just thought, I love when they show that in vampire movies. I think that's such a cool effect to have up on the screen. And combine that with the intelligence of the vampires as well too. You know, there's always this idea that like, if somebody goes missing, there might be cops involved and people might go looking for them, and they make it very much a big plot point of how they're going to protect that from happening, from people looking from their loved ones and their friends that are going missing. And I really enjoyed that attention to detail, the fact that they are so concerned about only picking up victims that they can really cover up, to where when they happen to accidentally get a victim who they can't really cover the connections to, that's why there's such a big problem, and they're dealing with all these mishaps over the course of this night. Not only that, but it shows how smart these vampires truly are, because then you see the infrastructure that they've set up in the community around them, which is kind of crazy to say when we're talking about freaking vampires. But that's really the case, is that the vampires in this film have set up such this great infrastructure around the club that if you did happen to escape, if you did happen to get free from them, that doesn't guarantee that you're going to escape with your life at that point, because you could just be going out into a worse situation at that point, as which Keith is warned to and doesn't heed that advice and runs into a number of other vampires as well. And I really enjoyed that, because it kind of showed that they had everything planned out, that no matter what happened, everything was going to go according to the plan that they had. Now, Vamp is definitely not going to be for everyone. You know, this is very much a film to where nobody's an expert on what's happening and on the vampires that we're seeing. So if you compare it to something like A Fright Night or Lost Boys, where the whole gimmick there was that there was a character who knew everything there was that they needed to know about vampires. Like, And there's not so much of that here in Vamp. Like, the idea is that, yeah, they know what vampires are, but there's not going to be that character that comes out of, like, out of the stage left who can explain everything. And I don't say that as a detractor, because that's fine when you compare it to a lot of the other vampire films at the time. But I think the downside with that is that Keith himself is not the best leading man going into the final act. Like, there's a lot to like about Keith, but there's also a lot to look at and be like, Jesus, dude, like, if you put in just a little bit more grit, a little bit more determination, a little bit more effort, you'd probably be better off in this situation that you're in right now. And instead, it's a lot worse off because of the effort that you're putting in, honestly. You know, Keith is a bit of a pussy, which gets pointed out, and he's very much concerned about taking care of his friends. And that doesn't really bode so well in this world that he lives in. And of course, everything works out the right way, but it doesn't change the fact that Keith kind of lucks into everything going the way that he absolutely needs it to. Either way, you gotta go and check it out for yourself, because Vamp really is a true 80s classic. It's gonna be one of the more fun vampire films that you get a chance to check out for yourself. And again, Grace Jones's presence in this film is just magnetic. You gotta see it to believe it. Let me know what you think in the comment section. Have you seen Vamp? Do you like Robert Ressler? That man has been in a lot of 80s goodness. Tell me what you think in that comment section, folks. And hit that subscribe button, because we got more great reviews coming for you. I'm going to be talking Infested, which I'm already stressed out about right now, especially because I just got done talking Arachnophobia and Sting. Do I really want to dive into a spider movie with more practical effects? Hit that subscribe button, folks. I appreciate you checking out this review. That's going to do it for me tonight. My name is T. We've been talking scary movies. Stay scared.
Boy here is a big fan of Fangoria. So, if you want to check out the world's best horror magazine that's out there, get a chance to get yourself your own subscription, which I just got my first one back in 2022, and I don't regret it for a second. But if you want your own Fangoria subscription, or you like the Fangoria merchandise, then head over to the Fangoria shop and use my link if you want to save yourself some money, folks. That's an easy one to remember. Just go to shop.fangoria.com/AXDEW. Again, that's shop.fangoria.com/AXDEW, or use my specific code AXDEW at checkout. You can save 20% off your entire order, and that implies two subscription and one-time orders as well. You don't want to miss out, folks, because with the magnitude of horror movies we've had released in the last few years, and with what we have on the horizon, Fangoria is going to be your number one source for all that great, juicy, bloody information in the world of horror. So again, head to shop.fangoria.com. Hey there, folks. Thanks for tuning in to T-Watch This Scary Movie. I appreciate you checking out another review or movie news, whether we're talking movies, TV shows, books, or games, whatever. It's all scary. Remember, you can check out new episodes every Wednesday night at 8:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time on the YouTube page for video. That's youtube.com/C/TheronReynoldsScaryMovie. Again, youtube.com/C/TheronReynoldsScaryMovie. And you can check out the audio version on all your favorite podcasting platforms. Just search T Watch the Scary Movie or TWAZA. Don't forget, my name is T. We've been talking scary movies. Stay scared.